Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, on the finally up in this nigga. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas
know the deal. Say how Mr. Illmatic. On the real, let's put the crown where it's at. Never been done this real by nobody. To my seed, may I lead you into no greed or evil. In the categories of stories, I breathe my sequel. You know the money blues, blunts broken 22s, monkey see, monkey do, shorty sipping sunny do. Now it's BSOP in the phantom, mad smoky, murder trees, cruising gat in the stash, so it won't poke me. Up in the trunk plaza, sweet 3010. Don't make no noise, cause we dirty. Tell them hoes, hurry in. We got the room lit up with perfume and mad booming. There's videotaping, blooming asses on the zooming lens. Rolling on your nondescript niggas. You're marked for death like Colombians with bad coke that jip niggas. Tilt the Dutch, twist it up the ooey if you're skilled enough. And will we crush the Luther dead to 9 milli bucks?
On the real,
that verse is 10 years old, 9 and a half years old.
All you crap niggas,
street disciple,
the
rebirth coming at you this year, baby.
On the real,
it's on, baby.
Yeah,
to the hood, may this be the day that we pop them bottles. This is mandatory, what if there's not tomorrow? You know the murder rate, jealousy, you heard him say. He say, she say about cheddar, he don't deserve to make sipping clear liquor with niggas that talk sideways, listening close to every word in case they violate. Up in the projects, apartment 5B, sparking leaves, bout to read, counting everything the block see. We bout to need to take the corners from them cowards, get it on so y'all can move more cook powder by the hour. Hold in case we gotta rip niggas. Loaded, Teflon coated projectiles or flip niggas. From ninth grade to lightweight to grams, to my man for guns in hand, police vans, they miss the summers again.
On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Yeah, power to the people. Death to the phonies, this beast of the mic, 1-2 check, got better rallies on me. And they look like you, approaching me like how you homie. The FBI's the only one problem, they try to slump me. After the young black male, cause he makes a lot of money. The hustlers make crack sales, cause they deprived and hungry. My country hates it, I can run free state to state with honey. While making cake with real gold and plate rims or Humvee. The bush broker, the kush smoker, nigga. Just when you thought it was over, look over your shoulders. I'm 30 now, baby. To drink, to sip up slow, motto, no stress, smoking less than I did before. See, the kid was broke, till I spit it vivid, expressions of hard living. Ghetto children of a lesser God religion, with fast women, expensive cars, y'all witnessing over 10 years, the best of nine.
On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, Mar, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Let
on
let
the
it.
Real, all you crap
yeah.
Niggas know
Brave
the deal.
Heart.
On the real,
yeah,
all
will
you crap
rap.
Niggas know
yeah.
The deal. On
still
the
here.
Real.
Crazy shit, y'all.
Know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Know the deal.
Going back to another song.
My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness of sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make.
to change few times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I wake up in the morning, stretching, yawning, still on my house shoes, cause on the news, see what's going on in this urban environment known as the ghetto, the hood, birds chirping, but I'm certain they hear sirens in, fussing and fighting, people cussing at a high rate. Say a prayer for peace, poverty has got us irate. Wayne Dawson is talking, the murder rate then escalated. That's why I'm thankful for today, because I made it. See, I was stressed and depressing, had me defeated. Now even this recession is a blessing, because I'm here to see it. Took me some time, but now I truly believe it. You ain't promised tomorrow, love your life and live it how you see it. Pick up the Bible, I held it in my palm, read the 91st Psalm, and all the words made my body calm. Got in my focus and I wrote this, I hope this will inspire the fire of desire when you're feeling hopeless. Here we go, another day, another chance to try to find a way to advance and better my circumstance. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a grind to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. The heck with cop and bail, getting locked in a cell. Give me a life with a wife tight, life of Rock and Michelle. Obama with no drama, throw my mama mail. So me and my family stay in line like a monorail. I'm trying to maintain and climb. Some cell came when they grind. I rhyme, but we both got pain on our mind. I got a 9 to 5, he got a 9 to survive. Both got 99 problems, but not 9 lives. Just one life to live, and one life to give. So we give all of this life to the fullest, that's all it is. Exchange that, then we chat about the fact that we trapped in a maze, trying to find a way out and stay out. He told me that the dope game is getting played out. I told him that my job's similar to a slavery layout. Life is hard, he agreed, cause day in, day out, we go through hell, so we both got something to play about.
My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Breaking every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a grind to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I ain't never been to prison and I thank God for that. Some strangers, some brothers think that I'm odd for that. Why? Cause I don't wanna see my mama cry after all of the drama we've been through. Half of my friends been to the pen. So what I'm supposed to do? Follow that legacy and go to the pen too? I think not. Only pen I'm trying to see is this paper mate that I got. Get behind these bars and stay locked in hip hop. And a man enough to say this, Rip is not a gangster, but a man enough to stand up for what I believe in. Thanks to the God from the man above, I'm still talking. What's hard to be hard, just walking in this path that I walk in. All around me, devils be trying to clown me. Positive nature makes haters hate you profoundly. I was falling for it, but the Lord got me digging. Misery loves company, and I'm sick of the visits. My mama spills game, I soak it up like Downey. Riff Raff, the Ayatollah of the Cuyahoga County.
My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a grind to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go.
So here we go. So here we go. Welcome to Mo Life Radio. It's Brother Anthony Shabazz L, and I'm your host. And tonight we just gonna go in on what's going on with these current events, and I'm getting together and getting it all together so that we can discuss some topics. So this is my first show being produced, so bear with me. We're going to go into one more song while I pull up my first article. I want to go in. We're going to deal with the Ferguson situation. We're going to deal with America on lockdown. We're going to deal with the National Guard situation and the test run for locking down your cities, because of what you're seeing in Ferguson is coming to y'all pretty soon. So we're going to deal with a lot of that, and we're going to cut through the conspiracy and deal with, you know, some of the factual information that's being put out and things of that nature. And feel free to call in if you have something that you want to discuss or a topic that you want to deal with, whether it's dealing with, with mainstream media, or just something you want to discuss that may be an issue that you're going through with personally, not too personal. You know, we ain't going to get into your personal life problems, but it's just something that may be bothering you or on your mind that you want to just air out. You want to get, you know, some feedback, you know, a different perspective of information dealing with a topic. And my brother, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, but he's a constant listener to Culture Freedom in a Whole, and he had hit me up about ISIS, and I'm going to touch on the ISIS and why they're using the name ISIS, but I'm going to have to point my brother in another direction on it due to the research that I found. I'll just give my opinion on it, but then I'll point that brother into a direction where he can get a more in-depth meaning of why they're using ISIS. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about all these killings, the targeting of our children. I'm even going to go into, because I was going to make it a show as far as the prison industrial complex, Cash for Kids, but I'm not going to do that show because I want to go on to discuss it now due to what's, you know, the events that are taking place, you know, right before our eyes. There's no need for me to wait to discuss that matter. And next week, I will have a topic show because I've been gone. I've been on vacation. I've been so tired, and I was under the weather a little bit the other day or so. So I'm back up. I'm ready to roll. And next week, we are going into shows that's dealing with specific topics. And please email me so that I can be inspired to do research, so that we can do topics, you know, that interest you. It's not topics that I want to bring and try to say, hey, this is what this is and that. No, I'm gonna do the research, and then we'll build, and you do the research as well, and then we'll go in, and then we'll come to some type of conclusion. It ain't about me coming on this radio, dropping and doing lectures or some such, you know, like other people do. We all building together. We all trying to go and, you know, scour through all this shit and come up with some type of common understanding where we can move forward as a people. So that's what my main focus and my main goal is. That's what More Light Radio is about, because we bringing more light, more information beyond what we already know, beyond what everybody else said. We're going to, you know, use our common sense, our spirituality, and everything else, you know, that we can muster up to put into some type of format or some type of thought process, come up with analysis to navigate our way through this matrix. So I'm going to go into one more song while I load up all the information that I had, because we had a little technical difficulty, you know, earlier, and we done worked it out, I believe. So Sunray, we ready, right?
Yeah, you good.
Okay, I'm going to do one more song so I can load up everything and start these topics. And you got the chat open?
Yeah, everything open, bro. Cool.
Everything open. Okay, we'll do one more song so I can load up my first topic to go into, okay?
Got it.
Okay. Learn how to work the switchboard. Minute here. Okay, I got my Am I in control of the switchboard or you?
It's on you. It's on you.
Okay, because I'm trying to go into the song. I got the stuff loaded up. It done popped up, you know. So I just want to go into one more song, and that way I can figure out what topic I want to start off with and get the family warmed up, you know. And while we wait on this song to load up,
what's the name of it?
It's called Written in Stone.
Got it. Yeah, it might just be spinning, that. Man. It's, the switchboard
yeah,
been tripping.
My deck room is spinning, too.
Yeah, the switchboard yeah. been tripping lately. I got you.
To prove my dad is written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the top. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove, my dad is written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. And yo, we're back from the docks to bring it back to the block. Yo, they pay attention the first time I'm grabbing a block. Whether they ask it or not, ripping grass in the spot. Back grabbing they corny ass until I'm last in the spot. I don't cap in my rap, I bring it back to the fact that if you attack in the track, you have to actually rap. If you think of the garbage, wanna hear the true artist. Well, brother, this where you start is. I think of all as a target, and I focus my aim on the most focused and lame. Supernova the whole game after the smoke in the flame. And the asses are stupid asses, I rose and became one of the illest in Cleveland's history, y'all know my name. I'm a legend, I said it, one of the only ones here. Just like rugged Big J, unless it's driving and it's clear. And the boy don't be ballin', just enjoying my calling. Destroying these annoying little boys, a boy when the ball is in my system. Alcohol and the thought of me being poor, making more savage than any other rapper before. You get slaughtered for fun, I was brought up a son of a mother who struggled for me to live and gotta get done. Try to play me for weak, they think that I'm not a pro. Okay, let me reintroduce myself to you like I'm whole. It's the order, the out of the F dash, the order, the A to the F slash. The raising the bar and they laugh, and I'ma be far and they ass. And I'ma be far and they pass to come in the spot. Cuyahoga, Ayatollah, whether like it or not. RIP! I got nothing to prove, my fat is written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove, my fat is written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. They thought that I was a fluke, they thought it went out of group. I was bored at the bottom, now I got them rocking the truth. Little fingers are raised, ain't time homage is paid. Cause I throw flows like hand grenades, bombing the stage. Speaking the honest away, phony promises made. Got me losing my mind, flipping, tripping, I'm in the rage. Holding my head, wondering when I'ma get paid. Trying to refrain from causing any drama display. I'm becoming an alcoholic, I'm over drinking and thinking. Nigga core like a faucet, my only friend is my agent. A lot of built up anger, I need a release. Anger management ain't working, so I'm praying for peace. And my brother is with it, chocolate one of the best. The VIP on the MIC is murderous, yes. Quiet storm on the tables, my brother cut any raw. A brainiac, class maniac, that'll break a brother's jaw. Ada Jackson, my niece, Puff, mama's doing her thing. Real life music is in the house and we reign supreme. Big Robin's in the spot, so no hating allowed. Tony Yo, Carter is rocking with me, we shaking the crowd. The future is ass fade, Benita Rakim, Toya Rob, Ballad, and Roshan Clint, getting it in. Shire and Shire era, we building an empire. My daughter, thesis, and nephews, getting it in fire. I got nothing to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the docks. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the docks. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove.
Okay. Okay, family, we back in now. We ready to get this show started. We're going to look at a little bit of the Ferguson situation, and we're going to look at it from a different perspective because it's been out there as it's been put as a false flag, and to a certain extent, it is a false flag to a certain extent. We're not saying false flag as where that Mr. Mike Brown was a murderer and things of that nature, but I want to look at it from the whole perspective of where the beast is bringing it from and what he's setting up based upon this situation. And if you listen, for those that have been always long-time followers of Culture Freedom, you know we already have always spoke about this time coming, these issues were on its way, and now we in that day of time. So a lot of stuff that we have said in the past is now coming to fruition. And with this type of situation, we looking at a preparation for most people keep screaming martial law, martial law. We already been under martial law. We've been on martial law for the last almost 100 years. It just, they've been implementing this martial law in phases. And now we at the stage where it's up in your face. You know, they were able to do it during, let's say, our grandparents' age and us. I'm in the 40-year old bracket. Let's say the 40-year-old to the maybe, let's go, I won't push it to the 60. We all were the sleepers. We were the ones that, to a certain extent, sold out, thought we were reaping the benefits of what our elders marched for 1964, 65, all the way up to the 70s. So they gave us something. So we got comfortable with it, and we stopped fighting, you know. And as we stopped fighting, they started revising laws and things of that nature. And we started accepting certain laws that were passed that we thought were advancements for us as a black people as a whole. So while we were sleeping and marching and fussing and accepting all that, they were planning. So now the plan that they had is now reached its point, and our children are now being confronted, you know, with having to deal with this. And when we look at this, how our children dealing with it, and that's why I'm going to go and I'm going to get something personal came to me today, just maybe an hour or so ago, and I'm gonna elaborate on that. But our children are now being forced to deal with the fuck-ups and the poor decisions in which we made because we chose assimilation, and we thought that assimilation would make us equal and that we would be on the same status level, and that because we go to work, pay our mortgage, pay our car notes on time, and do what, and follow the structure of what the suburban white man was given to do, not knowing that the suburban white man was given a plan to follow in order for them to implement what they were going to implement. See, all this is going to tie in a minute, if you give me a minute. It's going to tie in. They will promise something if they would just roll with the punches while they set up what they need to set up abroad as far as internationally, under the Nixon administration, under the Reagan administration, all the way to the Bush administration, Bush, Clinton, what have you. They were promised something, and they got it. and you were not promised nothing. You got something that you thought that was going to alleviate you out of the conditions in which you were. And I'm not saying, you know, people bars on the show listening, but maybe it is people on the show listening, and they need to hear this shit. So I'm going to say, yeah, every motherfucking Negro who thought that they were getting something, it was a backhand plan that was set in motion to undermine everything that they were giving you. So when we look at Clinton, when he brought up welfare reform, he brought up the strongest prison sentence for drugs and all this stuff, he was the one that was put there to, let me see how I want to put this, make this where it's plain and simple. Okay, you had your drug contras that was going on. You had so much money that was being made, they had to launder this through banks and things of that nature. It went all the way up past the Clinton administration. This is where your subprime loans came in. It was making sure that everybody lay a howl in the hall. Everybody got some shit. But at the same time, they were putting in laws as where they would come back later on in the future to get your ass, lock you up, indict you, bring you up on charges, trumped up charges, and things of that nature. But they let everybody live good because their whole goal was an international thing as far as we're going to go to war, we're going to go and take people oil, we're going to go take people resources and things of that nature. They was on a bigger plan. But letting you live good here in America, and you thought that your vote elected people that put you in a position to live good, buy a car, have the white picket fence and all that. You thought all that shit was because of the energy you put in through campaigning, research of the candidates and things of that, but it was already by design. It was a distraction that was set up so that you wouldn't see the bigger picture. And then you remember Ali North and all them got caught. They brought their asses up on charges and stuff, and they walked away scot-free. So you're seeing that continuation, but because when you're seeing the transfer administration to the one that you chose, that you thought would benefit you, you say, well, those were the Republicans that did that. Now I'm with the Democrat, but the Democrat and Republican, like they say, it's the same two wings on the same bird. So they all was in the bed together. One was doing the thuggery. The other one was on the mission of screwing you over, putting the laws in place. So then when that Republican come in, it looked like that he was putting the iron fist down on you. And because you think they are people at odds, when they all together, they're not at odds. They all rolling together. Just you do this on this end, I do this on that end. So anyway, to get to the point that I'm trying to make is they let everybody live good. They sold you on the dream. Now we bring this fast forward to 2014. The dream that you thought you had from back then is now being shattered. And now they're showing you that we back on the crackdown, because you had the drug war crackdown, but they was doing the same thing to you. But you didn't see it because they flipped the script, because you can always manipulate the subconscious mind and make it see shit in the way you want it to be. This is where you get what they call the Stockholm Syndrome. I can abuse you to the point where you'll sympathize with me and believe is right, or you deserve what it is that I do to you. So, therefore, this is what they're running on you. This is what they're trying to get your mind to be at, but at the same time, the strategy they're applying is what they call the Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, and solution. And that's what you're seeing taking place all over this country. We ain't going to just say Ferguson, Missouri. That's the catalyst of where we're going to test it and see how far these niggas will fight. What will they react to? What will they respond to? How much heart do they truly got? See what I'm saying? And we'll even use our propaganda machine to get them help to make it look as though they're even more violent or they're even more strategic. You see what I'm saying? Than they really are, because we have to put this on a world scale. Once again, like I told you, we look at shit on a local level and we think, oh, we've accomplished something or we made our point. That's why this shit done died down now. Due to the fact the media said, we closing the cameras, we leaving. It could have closed down. I think it was like 10 to 12 days or so. It could have closed down before that. But when they said, we taking the cameras, we going to close it down, die down, and now we finna focus on what's going on in Israel, Syria, and places of that. We're going to make this mainstream. We ain't going to focus on these niggas no more. We've done what we need to do. We've sent the message to all the white supremacists, all the ignorant whites, the sellout blacks. This is the level, or this is the behavior in which blacks will take if it's some type of civil unrest. So what they did was escalate all that to get data collection on your mind, your mentality, what you really will do. And then if you notice, they brought out all these sophisticated weapons that Culture Freedom had posted up 2 to 3 years ago. Brother Tony L. reminded everybody on his site, and he put it up on Facebook. He even put it back up in Culture Freedom to give you a reminder of all these sophisticated weapons, robots, super soldiers, and all this. They brought all that out to see how you would respond. But mainstream media didn't cover a lot of that, but it was there. And they wanted to see what this shit would do if we need to implement, if we need to use it, and how will we use it in the type of combat that if we had to go into combat in the situation in which Ferguson presented. So with that being said, they now have taken that back today to what they call, what's that place, that NSA, that big laboratory that they got now. And they're doing the analyzation and breakdown right now as we speak. They're breaking down each frame, each situation, each altercation. They're breaking it down and coming up with a strategic plan of how to deal with that if it ever occurred in any other city, once they decide to move in and know that they finna move in. And the date will not be announced. And this is where we get so comfortable. I didn't hear that shit on the news. They ain't gonna do this. They just showed you. Culture Freedom told you. Other brothers and sisters told you that this was coming. You had other news outlets, that was far as the BBC, other news outlets in Russia. You had, which I think is the R. You had the RT. I don't know. You had all these people before Ferguson took place. They already was telling you all through the spring and through the summer that there was going to be a big rising that was going to take place in America, and that America will bring out all its weapons that it had on us. And we got all the articles. Go to culturefreedom.com and pull them up and go through the archives. You'll see where it's already been documented. We had this stuff documented since 2012 that they were going to do this. Then the latest was in August of June. It was around June. They already said that there was going to be a military exercise taking place in America. Then the Israelis, which I'm going to pull that article up in a minute, and I'm going to read it. And I'm going to show you where the international community already know what's going to take place on the grounds of America, because most of these nations that they were friends with, because CNN and Fox try to make you think they got allies and everything's all tight. It ain't tight no more. You're going to see another European white boy family fight take place, like World War I and World War II, which was a family fight. You got another family fight. And then Honorable Elijah Muhammad told you, you will know the end when you see the end fighting among them. These bastards is end fighting so hard now because these are children. The children who have inherited shit from the bastards that's dead and gone, and these motherfuckers here really don't know how to run the shit. They ignorant as hell. And they just out here saying, hey, we're going to throw this out. We're going to try this. We're going to try this. They were totally scared. They brought out all their stuff, all their weapons, all their high technology, and them Negroes didn't bend down to you. The youth didn't bow. And like we always told y'all, the youth one ain't going to be scared. Their spirit has no fear. And the beast is scared because he's if you look at his strategy, how he always fought from a distance. He ain't never want to engage in true hand-to-hand combat. He only do that on the silver screen. That's Hollywood. You can never find a documentation where he went hand-to-hand and said, I got it in and won. You'll never find it because he don't want it. So when he seen all his military weapons out there and these blacks, men and women, children, and they were youth, and they were united with a few old heads, and there were a few old heads that was trying to, that kept unity, but at the end of the day, one thing I say about Blog Talk, one thing I say about YouTube, one thing I say about Facebook and all that, this consciousness is really resonating, and we think it's moving slow, but it's moving very, very fast, and it's moving fast, not with these motherfuckers who, oh, I'm this. I'm the ones who already accepted and trying to walk around and live their life all like they told it. These motherfucking gang niggas, these young brothers who don't really engage in the whole conscious Afrocentric phenomenon and all that stuff, but they got the knowledge. Them brothers got the knowledge and they got the courage. And they acting on it. And I heard Sister Zaza Ali say the other day on her program, and she was saying, where is these conscious niggas? All we see is, not she's like she said, the organizations are out there, but you see the people that's really, really doing something that the motherfuckers you wouldn't think was conscious, had no idea. You look at and turned your nose up to, and they are more proactive than any of them. And she even went to on the ledge and said, look, where's Sarnetta? Where these motherfuckers at? Why they ain't making no video? Why they didn't go down there and do something on that? She called them niggas out. And that was a sister, and it's always a sister that's putting the nigga on blast, and when he get put on blast, he won't get mad and talk about, oh, you cocky, you too strong, and blah, 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 blah. No, these sisters know the babies they're producing, and they recognize the energy they have put in these babies and put out in the atmosphere, and they're looking for a response that's favorable to what it is they produce, and you niggas don't know. No, I laid down with her, I had a baby with her, and then most of these niggas is stuck on what the white man got me on. He looking at it on the physical level. He ain't looking at nothing spiritually and saying, let me respond spiritually. Let me respond spiritually. Because when you respond spiritually, you make that spiritual connection back with your woman. You make that spiritual connection back with whatever seed she produced. And then you now can go and do whatever it is need to be done. But she's out there trying to keep that spirit going within them in that seed which you and her had. And I got to commend that sister for that. Because she calling out all these niggas that can galvanize people for a war among each other. But they won't sit up. They won't get their ass out there. They went down to Atlanta and had that big event and everybody chopping it up and blah, 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 the black power, blah, blah, blah. And did they think they a nail nigga out of the conscious community go down there and do nothing? And the only nigga I can say is conscious, but like you said, don't include me with them. He was ran out the conscious community when he tried to embrace him. Was my brother Reverend Wright, that nigga of the Reverend Wright Church at blogtalk.com. He went and tried to build, and them niggas didn't want to hear what he had to say because he wasn't going to go along with what them niggas was on. So we got evidence of how these niggas really get down, but we leave that alone. But like Sister Zaza Ali said, you know, where the brothers at in the conscious community or so-called conscious that was down there demonstrating when you just had Negroes that came from any and everywhere and galvanized and said, hey, we're going to get down here and we're going to make our voice heard and we're going to let the beast know we ain't scared. Now, that calls on us as elders. But most of us scared. We ain't going down there because we think we're going to jail. Most of us ain't going down there because we think we're going to lose our job. We ain't scared to give up nothing. You say, well, they can go down there because them niggas don't work. They live in the projects and all that. Nigga, you a product of the projects too, probably. Think about that. And somebody stood up for you. Somebody took you out the project. Somebody showed you another way. Did you consider that? You see what I'm saying? See how we act as a people. Regardless.
And Brother Ann, they went by, wrong me to cut that, they went by no damn books and DVDs either. That's why they didn't go either.
Yeah, they couldn't set up a... Man, you a... Yeah, they couldn't set up no books or DVDs. They flipped all that shit over. And stepped all over shot and that in them alligator shoes. Or whatever, shit. Yeah, but yeah, a lot of them niggas, man, they get upset. We got anybody in the chat or somebody on call?
No, we good right now. You good?
Okay, if we got some questions, feel free to drop back in. And we ain't got nobody in the chat.
Yeah, everybody just chilling in the chat right now. Ain't no questions.
Yeah, tell the chat room to get active so I can go into some question and answers. Or call in and we can chime in on a lot of stuff. But I'ma go ahead and deal with you got some questions? Go ahead and give me some questions right quick.
Hell, I did. I want them slip. I did, but it slipped my mind. It's a damn bad. It'll come to me in a minute. I did have one on it.
Okay.
The Ferguson.
Well, think about that and now, because I'm at where I'm at and what I was saying about one of my family members. It ain't no bloodline, but when we was talking about fear, because we still on that topic, motherfucker scared. Okay, I put up a post, Sunray, in the family. And it's a cartoon of someone drew it, a beautiful picture. I put it up because of the picture. It was a Nat Turner murder scene, okay? And when I posted it up, I kept getting people liking it. Then I go and look at the likes. of it. This is a nice picture. I love to have it, pull it offline and put it up somewhere in my house. But then it was my sister-in-law, and she called and tell me, she said, I'm going to read what sister-in-law said. I said, okay, I guess. No. Let me go back to the comment. Because she had, she said, and that shows you, like I say, you know, that's where a lot of people can be educated, because she's a very educated sister. And, you know, she educated at what she do. She got a good gig, whatever, you know, the beats pair well, and things of that nature. But historically, she's uneducated to Nat Turner. So when she said, I can't believe you put up something like this, and Jesus, this went all into the religious thing, because it's a picture. The picture, it shows Nat Turner and another guy, they walking up on, okay, the slave master and his wife in the bed, and the slave master's wife, she sound asleep. So he got an axe cut, finna cut her. And the brother, the white boy, he like woke up, and he got a, the other brother got a sword, and they killing him in the bed on the picture. Mm. It's a bloody massacre painting, but it's painted in cartoon form. So she was upset that I posted something like that and was saying, how could I do that, and that wasn't right, blah, 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 blah. So I said, you must not be familiar with the picture. Read it again, the caption, this is that Turner, you know, blah, 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 blah. And she said, okay, I went and looked that up. She said, but what he's doing is wrong. I said, what he's doing? So I tell her, I said, well, if you were in captivity and blah, 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 you were. So anyway, to make a long story short, she ends the thing off and said, because I believe in God and Jesus, I would have just stayed and became a house nigga and not done that and waited on God to free me. There's no excuse for this as a form of freedom.
Hold up, bro. Wait a minute. You just said, she said she would have stayed there and waited on God and Jesus. That what you just said?
Yeah. This is what she got on it.
Oh, damn. I'm looking for it now. I'm on your page looking for it. I seen it, but I didn't read it earlier.
Because she called me. She called me, too, and was like, you need to take that down. I said, I ain't taking shit down. She said, I know you be on that. She said, but that ain't a good image. I said, what? You'll be a house nigga.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
We can go to bed. Tammy Copeland. That's my brother's wife. Fix that. The one. Mm-hmm. You see what she said?
Yes, sir. I'm just looking at the picture, too. Damn.
Now, that's a beautiful picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I would make the best of it. I guess I'll make the best of it and be a house nigga. Damn.
Now, that's my sister-in-law. Now, this 2014, do you hear what? And she works for, she's one of the big shots at Progressive Insurance. So that shows you, by that nigga with a position like that, what she would do to Negroes that's under her authority. If the white man tell her, see what I'm saying? I don't be making this shit up.
Damn, that's cold.
Let him look at it. Don't make this shit up. These are the type of Negroes we dealing with. And that's what we got at Ferguson. As we spoke yesterday, when the black brother came out talking about some, well, we got to, and then, ooh, man, I can't. Once I get good at this, y'all, I'm going to start putting these videos in, and I want y'all to hear these Negroes I be digging up. I be digging them out the crate. These Toms, I be on them. I monitor them. The blackie said, well, we got to still weigh everything out. Oh, this is what I want to read to y'all. Because the blackie turned me on to this. you turn me on to this. Let me read this to you. And he used this because he's a black-ass attorney, and, you know, they always got, you know, when you go on CNN and you go on Fox News, they got one nigga on this side, another opposition person on the other side. The black boy turned me on to this law. I didn't even know it existed. And this, in summary, pay attention, because I didn't know this motherfucker, this was a Supreme Court decision based off of where we live here in Tennessee. I'm going to get it to you. And I'm going to show y'all now. We're going to get interested. I want all the chat room to get ready and get hyped. Get pumped up, and I want y'all to call in and speak on this for the simple fact. I'm going to show you why a lot of cases about these polices, where they kill your ass, kill your children. So you better open your mouths now and start speaking out on these airways. When I read this to y'all, it's going to blow y'all mind. And I never knew it till today. I found this today from a black Uncle Tom who was going up against another commentator. He was a U.S., former U.S. Supreme Attorney. And he threw that lug at him, because black people, we cold now. You know we can always shoot some shit out. He threw that at him and rattled him, and he was a white boy. But this black, the white boy was saying he was on the side of Michael Brown. And this was on Al Sharpton's show. And I don't know if y'all watched it. Watch this. Let me read this to you and show you something that'll shake y'all asses up in a minute. Let me get it. And it's gonna blow your mind. And it's going to show you why these black people, and Sunray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ken, type in Tennessee versus and put it in the chat room so they can have this. I want them to have this. Tennessee versus Garner. Garner. Tennessee versus Garner. Watch this. And it deal with Memphis. That's where it occurred, right there in your town. I want you to check it out, bro.
This slow-ass computer.
Yeah, take your time. I'm just going to give them the verses, and then you can put it in there. It's a Tennessee versus Garner, 471 U.S. 1, 1985, was a case in which the Supreme Court of the United States held that under the Fourth Amendment, when law enforcers are pursuing, now this should excite and inspire people to call in, chat in, and talk. I want y'all to listen. Y'all can go ahead and type it in yourself. This is just the Wikipedia version, and you can go to the www.gov and pull the shit up, too. I'm just giving it to you in layman terms because it's fake. You know, Wikipedia just go in quick with it. It's a Tennessee versus Garner, 1985, was the case in which the Supreme Court of the United States held that under the Fourth Amendment, when a law enforcement officer is pursuing and fleeing a suspect, he or she may use deadly force to prevent escape only if the officer has probable cause to believe that the suspect poses significant threat of death or serious physical injury to the officer or others. Now, it does not go on to say what defines threat or physical harm. You understand what I'm saying? So now we go back to what we call the Blue Shield. Under the Blue Shield, when those that don't know what the Blue Shield is, or the Blue, depending on where you live, they call it a different name, but it's a fraternal, it's a code for the Fraternal Order of Police. that they use. And in their roll call, they'll give them certain districts of what they need to do and how to go about doing it. And they get protocol from the prosecutors of how to implement certain tactics that it does not violate people. But because you have a Supreme Court support of killing and murdering motherfuckers, because y'all, like I just told you, you're under martial law. And what the Ebola, they had wanted to do was link that as an outbreak where they would put you under the World Health Organization Act, which would automatically suspend the Constitution of the United States and implement the Constitution of Homeland Security, which would really break down to what they would call the National Homeland Defense Act, or whatever you want to call that. I can't get to you right now in its entirety, but y'all know the National, y'all listen to the show enough to know where we be going. But anyway, the Homeland Security Act would be implemented, which allows martial law, which because that white boy already came on the soil with Ebola, you now actually already under martial Homeland Security, because he had a serum. He's under the National Health Organization Act. So they now can kick in that as a phase. Like I told you, they working this shit in phases. And it's eliminating the so-called Constitution that you think protects you, which you never protected blackies anyway. That's why they did all the shit in St. Louis. That's all a Masonic thing, too, because you got to remember, the arts of St. Louis, that's Masonic. And I deal with that in another show to show you. And then you want to talk about Ferguson. Then you want to talk about who Ferguson is. Then you want to talk about they went and had a protest where people got arrested on the grave site of who? Dred Scott. That's when the Dred Scott case took place. And then they murdered this boy, and they telling you with the Dred Scott case, Judge Taney said there's no laws or rights that a white man is bound to respect of a Negro. Okay? So now we turn to this and look at it where they finna try to implement this in that case with this police. And they put it on Al Sharpton's show, and they was already telling you that they lean into this Supreme Court upholding, and then they can go back to the Dred Scott case and shut that shit down, and there'll be no motherfucking justice. But because they already have put in place martial law, and they have already put in place a health scare, then we got this West Nile shit taking place. Then you got the United Nations that just went up to Detroit about the water, and as long as they can show that they can hold things down and they ain't violating people's rights, this is the only reason they back down from killing, and they trying to downplay what's going on in St. Louis. That's why they told them to retreat, because you got motherfucking international troops on this ground, and they can either call them over here on your ass, or they can be brought over here on their ass. And that's where the motherfuckers stand. They are at a stalemate. This is what y'all better realize. They are at a stalemate. Do we attack blacks for bringing a civil unrest, or do we attack y'all for what y'all doing to them? I keep telling you, and I've been telling you, stop thinking you ain't got no friends around this damn world. Those bastards you got cigarettes from and gas from and all that, those are slaves just like you that was sent over here to hold down the fort for economic investment that bigger people beyond you had. That Arab, that Indian you fussing with and talking about how he got the Mercedes-Benz and they get this and all that, that's by design and ain't got nothing to do with you. Quit looking at that. he's a part of a structure that you will never ever be a part of. But he's a slave. Tell him to his face. Say, shit, I know you get raped every night and your daughter is being raped. I know you were sent over here. Tell him that and watch him leave you alone. Tell him that you know who he really is, that he ain't no big baller, no big willer. He has to portray that image. All them niggas live in one house. They cut up the rooms, divided, living in there, and they don't like each other. The brother that hit me up about the ISIS, I went and asked all them what they said they knew nothing about it. That's why I can't get a brother his answer. A brother emailed me because it is people that emailed me about finding information. I could not find the information, and I went to the source of the people from over there, and they couldn't tell me nothing about it. So the only thing I can come up with for my brother who did email me, and I'm sorry I can't get your access to get your name, my brother, but he's a supporter of Culture Freedom, and I appreciate it, and I hope he still is. I could not find out nothing. They did not know nothing about ISIS, which they don't deal with committed stuff anyway, and they said, we don't know who these people is. They popped up. This is what all the Egyptians in here in Nashville are telling me. The Syrian brothers I know here in Nashville are telling me these people just popped up. So only thing that I can do is say, hey, this is another CIA. And I have to say a CIA because now on the TV you got the military general, the military dude, what's his name, last name, Hagel or whatever, he's talking about they supposed to be coming over here and blowing up some shit, which is similar to 9/11. Mm-hmm. So we're watching everything repeating itself over and over. But the more we get relaxed and slip and we get distracted by this and distracted by that, they can implement their plan. Ain't nobody coming over here blowing. How they going to get over here with all these weapons they talking about if they don't let them over here? But we don't want to think no more because they took that away from us. And like I told y'all on previous shows when we did that one on Who Sent You, we told you, Rockefeller said with the school system, he said, I do not want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. And then his boy came behind him. Einstein said, do not mistake education for intellect, for intelligence. And we found that out. Now, every nigga that's on this live or any other station or live, we know, don't you ever mistake no nigga who think he got some knowledge, that he's smart, that he got some intel. Because they are the biggest idiots. Every nigga with a degree, because a degree mean to take away. So what did you have to get what you got? You had to give up your analytical and critical thinking. Analytical and critical thinking. Analytical plus critical equals common sense. And when you get that away, all you become is a program slave with a certificate to say he's certified or she's certified. Follow the protocol within the discipline in which you went to school for, and this motherfucker in debt, so this motherfucker is more of a slave than the average nigga that can't get no credit. See what I'm saying? That's why I always told you a bum is the most freest man on this damn planet. Because he'll watch you walk in there and do 8 hours and beg you for a quarter. And he do it over and over for 8 hours. He have more motherfucking money than you will have. After you paid to train and pay to get you a pack of bologna and bread, that motherfucker have more money than you. So who the fool and who not? But you look down on him because I agree. But that's his outfit. That's his day-to-day uniform. You got yours on, he got his on. She got hers on. We go to work in different motherfucking outfits. White man got a suit and tie on. The bum got a dusty coat and a Starbucks cup. holding it out. He got his day's pay without doing shit. But enjoying life, you got to wait to ask them like me. And I went on vacation. I come back tired as fuck. Called off. All that shit. Had fun. Yeah, I had fun. But I was tired. You know, had to reprogram my mind to go back in here to do something that's going to appease the beast. That's where that motherfucker standing out in that corner every day, he ain't got to do that. All he got to do is stay out the way of the beast. Don't be on a certain section to be Satan begging. You know? And this is stuff we got to think over. We got to understand what freedom is. What freedom is, and whose eyes do we see freedom in? Is it freedom based on what you think, or is it freedom based on who told you freedom is? You did? And that's where we don't comprehend, because we see freedom as following the protocol of what the white man has laid down as the foundation of success. And when I gave that example of Donald Trump, Brother L went and found it and put it up. And it went as, like he said, pay your taxes, do your job, and have a good life. But if you ain't ready to take these risks to be free, stay on the porch. Stay at home. You know? But what we put up, like I said, that was you able to put that in the chat for them to read?
I posted in there. I'm gonna repost it. Yeah, because that's something that need to be read. You need to read that real in depth in there, because that's some,
yeah,
it's some good.
It's very debated.
Yeah, because there's some stuff in here too. It's real in deep. Read can't pronounce the goddamn word, opinion. And that article was, then it's the Wikipedia part. I put from the case law, and then I went in too and put another one from Wikipedia. We'll lead the part where it's talking about majority opinion, and it was going in, then it was common law, and a lot of these laws.
That's why I'm on now, the common law. And see, that's why I keep trying to tell people, when you're dealing with common law is nothing but common sense.
Yeah, but they talk about a lot of these laws. But they were talking about, like, the punishment by death dealing with these, because it went back to, like, you know, and old times, they was even saying that, yeah, like, different felonies at that time were punishable by death, but they was like time now, and then those people didn't have handguns either. But it was saying that now in modern times, law enforcement, you know, they carry guns, and they said the content in which this common law rules evolve is no longer void. So the whole thing they saying really in this kind of this article, dealing with that common law as it were back then, is kind of non-void right now. So you know what we were saying. Yeah.
Here's what come back and hit us on the backhand. They hit us with what I just told you with the National Defense Act. See what I'm saying? How they backdoor you? See, that's why I tell people. This is why I tell people to study law. When you want to deal with it, it's a commercial called Motel 6. You remember Motel 6 back in the day?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Where they say, leave the light on for me.
Yep.
That's masonry. And people don't understand what that means. It's a leave the light on for me. And now when you had the abolitionist movement and Harriet Tubman, they left the light on for you to let you know. Come what? Through the back door. And when they say, leave the light on for me and law, they're saying, keep a loophole in there for me to get out. And when you understand the degrees of masonry, you always supposed to have a way out for your brother, because it's up to you to turn your brother in on anything. We know that. You know, so when they say need a light on for me, it's always a light that I, if my eye open, that's why we call this shit More Light Baby. Because we leaving a light on for you niggas to see and come in and see Culture Freedom Radio. Because it deal with More Light Radio is telling you the light is over here at More Light. I mean Culture Freedom. It ain't about this one show here. I'm the one telling you the light is on. I'm leaving a light on for you, motherfucker, to come over here and get this knowledge that all these brothers drop on all these shows and these sisters. So the light is on over here. Motel 6 is right here at Coach Freedom. Anyway, leave a loophole in the law for me to get out. So when, this is why when they were saying Barack Obama, we gonna get him for overusing executive orders and blah, 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 blah. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's who they don't associate themselves with certain things that didn't go right with their area among their constituents. They don't look like they was riding and siding with the shit, but they know that Barack was leaving a light on for them to get out of certain situations. So when you look at this case, this is a Supreme Court case. It was already ruled on.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Damn. Brother Anthony got dropped off. I see you, Messiah. I see you, Black Messiah. I see you. Wait, no, Anthony called right back. I'm going to bring you in as soon as the brother come back on so he can hear your question, your thoughts. So I got to wait the brother come back in because it's his show. He hosting. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a constitutional law. Read from the chat room. So to reach the constitutional law is a great course to study. Yeah, you can actually get some study courses, y'all. If y'all got iPhones and stuff, they have constitutional law classes you can actually take free, you know what I'm saying? Just like you going to college. And I was taking one up, but I didn't finish the damn thing. Just like, yeah, a lot of people, we don't finish a lot of shit. It's 'cause it's deep now. It's just like you going to college for real. You can study the constitutional law for free. You go to iBooks if you got an iPhone. Go to the iStore and get the thing, the iBook, and you got iCourses, iUniversity. That's it, the iUniversity, where you actually can get in there and study those laws for free. Yeah, you get into it. It's deep. It's real deep, y'all. I got a lot of constitutional books and studied the law and all of this stuff. And like I said, according to that article, when I was kind of looking at it, it was like a lot of this stuff, you know, a lot of this stuff when it was written. Actually, let me go back, click on myself. I'm waiting on him. Anthony, come in, because I want him to hear this something. I talked to a couple of police officers earlier this week and was getting some information on some stuff. So I'm just waiting on him to come in before I say what I'm saying on this. So a lot of people can understand, too, the mindset or the dynamics when they're dealing with police officers. You know, from what I was getting, you know, like you got to, certain things you got to watch what you do and watch how you act. Because they respond to you. Now, what I was told, a lot of times we know a lot of people don't do shit in the right way it's supposed to be. Just because something is written and it's supposed to be a policy, we know we don't always go with that. Because there's a lot of those people who say we are conscious. We don't always act in a conscious manner. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get into like this. If we say that we are so-called in this so-called conscious community, right? We got all of this knowledge and so forth. There should be a code of conduct that goes along with this knowledge you got. Let me get a book right fast. I'm going to see something here. Now, because when you join any kind of organization, you know, special fraternal organization, any kind of organization, you have laws and bylaws that you have to go by and code of conduct that you have to go by. And so even with this knowledge that we're supposed to have, we should be having a code of conduct that we live and the standard that we should be going by. Let me see. I think Brother Anthony back in here. Oh, okay, Brother Anthony, let me bring the host back in here. But, yeah, actually, you got in it, you got the code of conduct. I want him to hear this part of what the police told me earlier. And then, Brother Ant, we got our Brother Messiah online. I want to holler at you, too. Oh, which line you are, Brother Ant?
Yeah, open lines.
Okay, and you got two lines open. Hey, brother, I want to say this before I bring Brother Messiah in, because I want you to hear this before I Yeah, I didn't want to say why you was off the air. Now, I was talking to a couple of police officers earlier this week, and I was asking them certain questions this week. And we were just asking about laws and all of this stuff, about you having, by them having license to kill, because I was told, you know, by them that, hey, our brother was saying that they got license to kill. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, hell, I'm going to ask a goddamn question. I don't give a damn if they police or not. I was asking about that. I was like, man, yeah, I heard y'all got a permit, y'all license to kill. They, no, it don't go like that. It's not like that. Now, the thing about that license to kill, like I said, that's why I was talking about those laws and codes and ordinance. Now, they have to be able to follow by certain codes. Now, if they don't, now, we know they bagged up, like you said, by brotherhood, what they call the code of honor.
The blue shield and the black shield and the code of business.
Yeah, so if they do that now, there is codes and ordinance that they're supposed to go by, a code of conduct they're supposed to go by. But if they violate one of them, a dirty cop violate that, yeah, we'll bag you up. But we really, you shouldn't be doing that bullshit. It's really, really what they want. But here's what the thing, what the brother told me with that is that it, like, what they supposed, they always got one up, like I would say, like one up on you, basically, or one up ahead of you. Just say, for instance, you run across a police officer and you real outrage with him, you violent. If you make a verbal threat towards him, like you make a verbal threat toward the police, they say they have a right to put their hands on you. And if you go to them and you got a stick, gun, or something, a stick or a knife or anything like that, an object coming toward them, they have a right to shoot you. So they always have that one up on you, one ahead of you. So like I said, even if you're in a forceful nature, like it was talking about you fleeing, running from them, they do have that one up on your ass. That's in their code. That's in their training that they have.
And this is what gets them off. And that's why I want everybody to look at it, examine it, because no, like I just said, it came to me. And the other today or wherever, I did not know this was on the books.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're part of their training.
The Defense Act and all that they have already deemed us as terrorists. You got to understand, that's where I was saying I'm linking this to this, as where even though they say that, they're using now executive orders. Because, see, Obama has also backed this up and strengthened this. This is a case study law. That's what I'm giving you. And this is what the Uncle Tom shot at the white boy and said, look, you got to remember this. I got this from a Tom. He shot at the white boy, and the white boy was trying to speak in favor of Mike Brown, and the black brother brought this up and said, look, police can do this. Because of this Supreme Court law. And now when we look at it on the federal level, because of these executive orders, you got the National Defense Act that says that once you holler constitutional rights, you now become an enemy combatant. And now that go back to what I was saying in these other shows of you got the United States of America, United States for America, and then you got American citizens. When you call yourself American citizen and you call yourself, I want to uphold my rights, that's why they going after them sovereign citizens. The sovereign citizens are considered enemy combatants. And this is where the Moors lose, because some of the Moors say sovereignty. You can't holler sovereignty when you indigenous. Once you say sovereignty, you're declaring yourself as an enemy to the United States of America, who are the occupiers of the Americas. And this is where these niggas don't get it. You've been invaded. They following what they call the doctrine of discovery. They following what Brother L be bringing up, the secret treaty of Verona, and these things. I want everybody to go and look up the Secret Treaty of Verona and the Doctrine of Discovery, and you'll find out that that's how you became a Christian. If you didn't surrender to Christianity, you would be headed.
you will conquer under Christianity through the doctrine of discovery. And the secret treaty of Verona is what ruled. Go look up Cherokees versus Georgia, and you'll see why you ain't get your land back. What Mama Pearl be talking about when she said the new Africa that all belong up, that was stolen under the doctrine, the secret treaty, no, the doctrine of discovery. Go look up the doctrine, just Wikipedia, and it'll show you Cherokee versus that, and it'll show you how they took your shit. And they told them, yeah, this your shit, but we taking it out of that, out of Christianity. And then that's where your Christianity black code, your black laws, and all these other shit came from. And now you, in this modern time, you under the National Defense Act. And the National Defense Act can strengthen what I just gave you. And this is why now they can bring the troops out, and that's why you saw the troops in Ferguson. Because you are enemy combatants. And you are asking for what? Justice under constitutional law. And that's why everybody that's dealing with this case is keep hollering civil rights. And civil rights is a slave. And we do not have to honor it. And it happened, like I told you, in St. Louis, where the historical case of Dred Scott took place. And we do not have to honor no laws of what the Negroes say. That's Judge Taney. Go look that up. And they're showing you that that's why it's PSYOP activity taking place, but that's why it's a symbolical place where this shit took it. This is why it's symbolic where this shit took place in outside St. Louis, out there. Go live up Ferguson and read about it. All this shit was planned and staged. That's why I say, and some other brothers you keep hearing saying that all this shit is a hoax. Because it's all symbolic of what's taking place. And it's all based in masonry. Not black masonry, but white masonry. Check that shit out.
Yeah, let me see. We got your brother, I think this Black Messiah.
Yeah, bring him
in.
Let's bring everybody
912. 912, oh, Black Messiah.
Hotel, T, you know, man, it's so much going on, you know, like my mind racing, and I don't really like to get spaced out, you know.
Because
we bring up so many subjects and so many things that we could talk on to address. And the only thing you said, one part you left off on, and, you know, I tuned in to the last point you left off on is Ferguson. Ferguson, I can't think of the root word or etymology because I study etymology semantics. But,
my etymology book, I don't feel like getting up graphic, but I got it right here.
Right. Ferguson it means fear. It son means son of fear.
Ferg or something like that, Fergie or Ferg, because I had it all set up, because really I wasn't feeling good to really do the show. I just didn't say, I want to stay consistent, and that's why I just did the open line, so, and everybody come in and just, you know, so wherever I'm lacking, fill in the gaps, brother, go ahead.
It ain't you lacking, man, brother, you led the charge. So whoever with you, you know what I'm saying? They gotta come on in. You ain't by yourself.
Yeah, just
you're not by yourself. And if you was down or whatever you was going through, you still doing what you got to do, and you representing. So don't worry about that, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't worry about if you was under weather or whatever you had to do. Because, I mean, it's people that got your back, man. You take one hand, man, another pop up. That's how it's supposed to be. There ain't no stopping this.
All that traveling, going through the different climates, it kind of, you know, and probably eating different food, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, hey, I'm bouncing back, man. I'm taking my herbs and whatever. But, like I say, man, you know, that's why I just did it like that, so we all hold each other down again, you know. But next week, I'm going to have some topics.
we gonna pop off. But I just wanted, you know, not to, you know, let the listeners down, and then
right.
I wanted to get my take, and I know people want to hear my take, and I was, you know, venturing in and out of other people's shows, and I don't like to, you know, take over their shit, so this is just a venue where we all can just feel tonight and do what we want to do. You know, I'm just open, like I said, if you reach the cat, I just open the floor, you know, so if you want to talk about something else, if you want to change the topic, you know, but this is just some quick shit I pulled up and found out, and I said, let me present it to the family, you know. And like I said, we can review it, and then later on we'll come back and build on this shit too. But I found this shit out today. I didn't even know that shit was on the books. And it's Tennessee birth, and because I live in Tennessee, I said, I got to read this because I live here. And
right.
I didn't know. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. Some Ray is in Memphis, and the fucking case was based out of Memphis, where he come from. And, you know, I don't know, was he aware of it, but that's a Supreme Court decision, not no Supreme Court of Tennessee, but the Supreme Court of the United States who made the decision. And this is what they presented and said, this is what we rocking off of to fuck you up.
That's right.
And then if we can't rock that, we'll create a situation where it's a national emergency, a state of emergency, where we can suspend the Constitution and bring in, that's when the TSA come in, right? Then the World
right.
Health Organization can come in too, right? If it's a health epidemic, they can suspend the Constitution. If it's a national security, they can suspend the Constitution. This is what I'm trying to get people to look at, not what you're feeling and thinking. Look at what they're capable of doing and look at what they're already implementing. They're doing it in phases because they know that YouTube, Facebook, and because the consciousness of us has risen, we've been sharing so much. Then the Alex Jones hyping shit up, always taking it beyond that. They know you're aware of this stuff now. So now they have to slow roll it. Whereas, though, they want to see if you're going to peep it. But what's happened and fucked them up, the young kids peeped it and was like, nah, we ain't having it. But it ain't no old motherfuckers, but people like us, you and me, Sun Ray, niggas on our level, because we already was, we done talked about this for years. We talked about it for years and shared the information for years. So we already on that level. But that don't mean there's thousands or more connected to us that see it that way. So the beast know, okay, yeah, it might be 500 of them niggas on his website following this every day. That's what the NSA was set up for, to monitor what you looking at, your activity, to see where your mindset at. And they can frame you and make a dossier of one individual. They can say, okay, he down with this, he know this, she know that. But they were shocked at those that look at stuff and they were not just totally in tune like we were into it. Because, see, we live and breathe this consciousness. So we dossier. You see what I'm saying? We automatically put ourselves dossier. But you got young cats that are scammed through it and be like, damn. And I know for a fact because I sit on the bus with them every day. And then I start giving them stuff. But they can talk about it. But you be like, man, you never went to such and such, such, such. So they are a sleeper cell among us. And that's why that white boy, go look at the governor who said, the governor said that everybody, just type in, governor said, governor accuses Ferguson, Texas, of being terrorists. Type in something like that and pull it up, and you'll see, because it was on CNN News. This motherfucker said he was referring last night to all those people out there as terrorists. And I say, so they got mad at me at work when I told him. I said, he talking about black people. I said, there ain't nothing black people out there. I said, why would he call them terrorists? And he's an influential governor. And see, that's what we got to understand.
we got to know, just because somebody say something, you say, oh, fuck him. Some people who say stuff are influential. We got to look at influential and people when they open their mouth and say certain things. We take that for granted as black people. You got a white guy say, oh, I don't like him because he ain't on CNN because the Democrats don't support him, but he can open his mouth and say something and trigger some shit that you ain't even ready for. You see what I'm saying? So when you say I don't watch Fox News, I tell every nigga, if you don't watch Fox News, if you don't watch Fox News, I can't put you in a high rank in my motherfucking army. Because that tells me you don't watch what the enemy say about you. See what I'm saying? If you ain't listening to what the haters say about you, and you only going by what you feel riled about, Fox News makes you riled. That let me know you're part of a political party, too. So you still an enemy to me. If you ain't looking at everything on a broad scale and breaking that shit down and coming to a conclusion in your own mind, you're an enemy. You see what I'm saying? Because you set up on political points of view. You could be swayed. You see what I'm saying? You're always supposed to look at what your enemy talking about first. Then you look at what the people you do like saying and see how they going to counteract what the enemy saying. Who don't study their enemy? What nigga don't study their enemy and call himself a soldier in this game? Huh? I'm done.
That's true, brother.
Hey, brother, you got a question from the chat room also, and
you put out bad blood on me.
Oh my God.
You go on the street. If a nigga put out bad blood, you'll be like, you gonna go over there and be like, nigga, how you put out bad blood on me? You gonna go check that. But if you doing it on a revolution and conscious level, you ain't gonna sit up and see the bad blood being put out. But see, as soon as they go to Fox News, they know that they attacking Obama. So that let me know that they are under leadership of a clone. And that same very man you was hating Fox News for or these other white wings for, he didn't come out and speak nothing about the black brother you standing up for. He spoke about Robin Williams. So he already showed you treason. And you ain't going to open your mouth and speak on it. You still accept Obama. Not you. I'm just saying people. He showed you treason when he chose to make his subject matter on a broad international level to speak. He gave condolence to Robin Williams over your brother. And you was already out in the street for 4 days before he even opened his mouth. And there we go, dealing with that foe. See what I'm saying? Look at this shit. Look, see it and read it for what it is and say it and don't be scared. But we so tired to this shit and we so dedicated to this shit that we think it's going to get us out of it by being loyal to it, and it ain't did nothing for us. You see what I'm saying?
Like you was breaking it down as far as, you know, like you were saying, man, like the sister was saying, man, it's all alchemy, it's all metaphysics, it's the words we use and the areas going on. All this is not no coincidence. Even if it's so-called a coincidence, it's what we got to build on, and we got to look at the root word, the etymology, the semantics of what's going on, even like Ferguson, where we at, you know, Ferguson, son, that's the son of the etymology of the word Fergus. And it's all masonry, and they're choosing their spots, and they're doing what they're doing. And the thing about the law, it's not so necessary that they planned it out. It's that it's already been planned out, so whenever it happened, they could back up what they want to do and say what they're going to do. But at the same time, it's like Ferguson. We can look at Fergus, the root word Fergus, you know, that's Scottish. And at the same time, it means fear. And then it can break it down in etymology, semantics, son of fear. Semantics means that one word means one word. And over time, a word, when it was the root word, it changes over to what the government or people want to mean, because words change. And they implement what they want to implement, what they control, and they change. But even what they do, like you say, the Constitution, even with the Constitution right, we not a man, as far as they consider. So even while we under this, they could do or say what they want to say and do what they want to do, because when you go back to the Constitution, you got the Constitution and you got things that they amend. But it's only things they amend. But that original Constitution that we hold to, we ain't going to be able to survive under that until that shit is utterly destroyed and done away with.
There you go. That's why I keep trying.
That's the bottom line. Because they could get us all the time. And when they call a rule and they call a law, they could always come and they have their presence. Like you say, everything you were saying was on point, brother, and on point and on spot. Because what they dealing with is the masses of the people. And when they go back to their law, they could say, well, this is that, and they could justify whatever they want to justify.
Exactly. That's why I brought up killing a black man unarmed
with nothing, and you talking about, and they want to call robbery. I don't know how you get robbery from shoplifting. You know, I mean, it's the words they play. But
yeah,
like you said, brother, you on point and you know what you said. It has to be the people that have the mentality to know what's going on, know the law, know themselves, and not let them play us with different ways and different words on what we can, you know, what we can visually see and spiritually see inside. You can't trick me with words.
Yeah,
you not do that with me because I study the law. I know what you are. I am the law.
Hey brother.
Me being the black man, I am the law.
Hey, brother.
But there's enough of our people, you know, we fall back. We fall victim. We let them say this. We let them say that. And it's a whole lot going on. But all I got to say, brother, you on point on everything you're saying because, you know, it's really all Masonic from their point of view. But at the same time, everything what they saying from Masonic, you know, they getting it from us. And they taking everything from us and working everything
fit to their advantage.
And we not knowing the words, and we not knowing the law, and we not studying. And by that, they got something over us because we don't know as far as everything they say, the etymology and the semantics of the words they playing, so they could play us with the law. But bottom line, as long as we sit there and be under this Constitution, until this government is overthrown, we can sit there and fight and talk about everything we want. We know that ain't right what they did to that brother.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll come up with some loophole or some word or some way to exonerate this man. I say he was right.
Remember
now
what
maybe
I
they might be like, oh, too much. They
rise
up too much, so we gonna let them have that. Like they let OJ have what OJ had, but you know you had Johnny Cochran, who a brother like me and you, and other brothers like, you ain't gonna do that. I know what you're talking about. That's why they got Johnny Cochran out the game. Cause okay, you come with that bullshit if you want to, but I know this, I know that. I'll beat you at the whole game with the wordplay of what you got to say. Because I know you come in with the Constitution with that 3-4 and all that. But that don't apply to me because I'm indigenous to where I'm at. I know who I am and what I'm doing. You know, just like they made a point with a brother wearing a fez. Me, myself, you know, I got more to say, but I don't necessarily claim myself and say, I you know, if I go out and play something more. But I know different things as me being a descendant of a Moor and Moors being in my ancestral background. I don't necessarily claim to Moor because I had to be careful with that. Because, you know, it's another side to that with the Moors, they'll beat us down too. And a lot of brothers have the vision when you say Moor, you know. But one thing I know about you,
some race, you know, you stay on the line, but we're going to let you go in too because I know you, I know that energy and that passion.
Yeah, because you had a question from the chat. Because you had a question from the chat room. You only got 16 minutes. Okay, the first question from my sister Teresa. She says, it was something you were talking about earlier. Hey, I forgot. We got so far down the line now. But she says, how does this work for the immigration in this country or the immigration law? It was something you were talking about earlier, but like, we don't went so far off now, so I don't know. Remember what it was about.
See, that thing, okay, damn, let me go back and get that answer for it. She needs to make, tell her to call in so I can make, tell her to call in because
but
I got to make that clear.
Yeah, she was going off the statement you were talking about earlier, but it was so far down, so far earlier, hell, I forgot now, so yeah. She would probably have to.
Yeah, I can't. Now, I don't want to try to answer that and not be refreshed on it.
Yeah.
I don't want to try to present it, you know, to refresh my memory. But she said, "What? Repeat it again. I might get
something." How does this work for immigration in this country or immigration law? It was something that you were speaking about, and she was asking a question on it. So, like I said, it would have to be something that, I don't know, she probably had to call in and rephrase what she was talking about.
I know that this, and see, and when she say immigration, that there down make it broad. What type of immigration?
Oh, sovereignty. We're talking about sovereignty.
Of immigrants? What tie into sovereignty of immigrants? I can't answer that question because it's not clear to me to.
Okay, she probably
it is broad. It's broad. It's too broad for me. I you know, and I'm sorry that I can't. It's too broad, you know. It has to be narrowed down to immigration and what law that I was speaking on that it applied to. I can't answer, you know, not knowing, you know, where it is she going with it. You dig what I'm saying? But I would love to answer the question. You know, she could either call in or put a more clarified text in, and I'll try to deal with it from there.
I got you. Yeah, hey, one more time, too. The brother was saying something about strong arm robbery, and I ain't in defense of no goddamn police by a long shot. I'm not an advocate of the police department, but I'm just saying, because it was another brother we was having this discussion. They said it looked like on that video, it looked like shoplifting instead of strong arm robbery. That would be because the brother was saying he didn't you know pull a gun on him or nothing like that. See, that's when define the word strong arm robbery. Look up strong arm robbery, and like I said, not by a long shot. I'm an advocate of the police department, but in that video, that would be one case that would be listed as strong arm robbery. That would be listed as that's not shoplifting. Shoplifting is sticking his shit up under your shirt. and going out. Yeah, it was a face-to-face altercation with the cashier, and you were taking some in the process of like that in a violent manner. That's what they list as strong arm
robbery.
Yeah, that was right.
Strong arm robbery ain't nothing but a higher level of bullying. If I come and say, nigga, give me your milk money, that's strong arm robbery.
That's strong. And what was done in that video, according to the video, that was strong arm robbery. Because, you know, strong arm robbery, you don't have to have a gun. That's something done without a weapon.
You can't prove that it was Michael Brown in the video.
No, but I'm just saying, the people saying in the video, it's like, they saying it's like shoplifting instead of strong arm robbery. Nah, that was. And here's another point I want to bring up right back.
It's just like if I snatch your gold chain, I put you up against the wall. That's strong arm robbery.
Yeah, and bro, I want to just address another quick thing right back.
Store with it, and say I go to Walmart and pick up some shit and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
That's thievery. That's stealing.
Yeah, it's shoplifting. I didn't have an altercation with a cashier, no manager. I ain't pushed their ass down in a violent manner. Yeah, they're just straight shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, bro, I want to address one quick thing, bro.
I thought you have to snatch your chain off your neck. I strong arm robbed you.
I strong arm robbed
you. Take it to a kiddie level. If I say, motherfucker, give me your milk money every day, that's strong arm robbed.
Yeah.
But they call it bullying.
Mm-hmm.
See how they use, that's what Black Messiah was saying, how they use the semantics to fit in to whatever it is based upon. And see, it's not based upon the situation, whereas law says look at the situation. These motherfuckers look at the individual, the person. I'm gonna look at you, and then I'm going to write the motherfucking charge based upon who you are, after I see you, or who you supposed to be. And this is what they do now. You see what I'm saying?
Hello, break that one down a little bit better. Break that one down to me a little bit more on that one.
The law. We reading the law, and we understand what the law say. You saying the same thing that I'm saying. Everybody said, we reading it from what the books say, and we trying to, and this is what every family does that go through this. They say, follow the book. You tell us to follow the book, follow the book. But they don't. They attach emotions. They attach prejudice and all this shit to what the books say. And this is how the law gets flipped. See, what people don't know, the first thing on trial is the fucking law, not you. This is why most niggas cop plea. They show you that in Law and Order.
They don't know how to deal with the law.
They'll sit in a room and say, no, you can't charge my client with that. The first thing that go on trial is not you. And if you ever, the minute you think you on trial, when they indict your ass, and you say, yeah, they charged me with this. You made an acquiescent agreement that you finna go in there and deal with that shit. You can dismiss that by not saying, no, that ain't me. The law is on trial. But your lawyer come and say, they're charging you with this. You say, no, I don't accept them charges. Don't go in there and agree to them charges. Because I don't accept them. But because you had so much fear. And this is what people is under, so much fear. This is why people is sick. It's so much fear.
That's when plea bargaining comes into play.
All that coming, that's where that come into play at.
Check the law. Say you got a criminal case, right? They get you with first-degree murder. They always going to charge you with the highest offense first. And then once you go, that's when you start plea bargaining. And you will say, like, they come with you with first-degree. But I see, like, you got to plea, though. I'm saying, but they always going to come with you with the highest deal. They're going to come with you with first-degree murder. And then they say, well, they come now, they have came down. And you say, I ain't taking no first-degree. Then it come with second degree. Then you don't take that, it might come with manslaughter. It's just like in a lawsuit. A lawyer would tell you, go high. That way you can always have a bargaining chip and it can come down. That's with anything. You can always go high.
But that's what they want you to do. But that's why I'm showing you. But see, the point we trying to tell you, all this shit is illegal activity. I don't give a damn what they come and tell you is illegal activity. The word plea is to surrender.
I'm just saying, though, see, it's just like, it's a corporation. And what I'm saying, we know it's a corporation, so in a corporation or a business, and you're doing a business deal, and like I said, something happened, and you always want to start off high. That way, you don't want to start low and then try to work your way up. Like I said, you know, in a lawsuit. You don't want to start at $100,000 and then try to work your way at $1 million. No, you start at that $1 million and work your way down. They like, no, we can't give you no $1 million. Well,
that's
what we do here, we'll give you $500,000. That's what they do.
You're right.
I'm not. It's nothing illegal for now. We can't say it's illegal because we know, like you said, it's a business. This is a corporation. So in business, whether you sell a Fox T-shirt. A criminal offense is a business.
Where do we break up they illegal activity? What they call a business? Where do we break that up?
We get rid of this whole goddamn constitution. We get rid of this whole fucking European system. That's what we break this shit up.
We can't just be cheap saying we're going to cop police and cop deuces. See, because we've bred a generation, not some race. Can we come to terms on this? I want to know, can we agree with this?
No, we ain't in disagreement. We just clarifying.
Yeah, we clarified. But I just want to get your opinion. If Black Messiah on the phone still, yeah. Open this line. Yeah. I want to get
on.
Haven't we bred a generation where we love? How we think we negotiating with these lawyers to go into these jailhouses. It's almost like we like it where we've learned as though we've done something big by sitting there negotiating, not knowing what it is we negotiating about. That we love to say, yeah, they was going to give me such and such time. But me and my lawyer, we came to this and blah, 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 blah. And we think that's cool, and we pass that behavior down. The jailhouse niggas pass that behavior down to the next generation to do the same thing. It's almost like they teaching them how to bargain. They slave time. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Well, I'm just saying, quick, fast, and her in a nutshell. They don't know what we know. They know that they think the lawyers and everything work for them. See, they don't understand this whole thing that we know about this being a corporation, this being bogus law. See, they don't understand that concept that we know. I didn't know that at first. Like I said, I was hearing, I can't think of this sister's name. She did a YouTube clip, and I was hearing her talk about, you know what I'm saying, going in, representing yourself, going pro se and all of that stuff. Hell, I learned that. Hell, I went in there and I did exactly what she said and went representing myself. But see, before time, I was hiring lawyers and shit going in the courtrooms. So until they get educated on that, those type of things, then they'll know. What'd you say?
You got the results going in there by yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, but see, I didn't know that until I was given some information by somebody to tell me this and enlighten me on it. It gave me more light on it. And then I knew. So just like I said, until those brothers get some more light, then they'll know how to operate without those attorneys. But like I said, they don't know. That's why. Your mic is up, Brother Messiah.
If I could just interject, and I'm on the show, and you know, I'm Messiah. I just want to say, I got more light to free my mind, and that's all I got to say.
And you'll find when you do the little due diligence and research and you apply it, because your spirit and your energy that you put on shit, man, it'll transform shit. I don't give a fuck how they come. You can walk up in that motherfucker and your energy will just make them motherfuckers say, I can't fuck with him today. I can't fuck with her today. Send this motherfucker home. You see what I'm saying? You got to know. Like me, I walk through motherfuckers. I'm talking about little hooting gang. Nick, I stay so energy charged up. You know, when I walk out this house, I have to do my rituals. I have to go, and motherfuckers don't bother me. And I see them just aggravating other people, and I be like, man, I want to say something. But the spirit be like, don't intervene in that. But when it's time to intervene, the spirit tell me, intervene. Like this motherfucker got funky with me. I say, hey, boy, get your hand out your pants. And this little girl may have been 2 years old, sitting there with his pants hanging off his head. I said something to him. He ain't want to fight or nothing. He took his hands out of his pants and pulled them up.
That's right.
But it's the way you come. I said, the little shorty. And I just kept pointing. He, what you talking about? That ain't my baby. I said, no, your hands in your pants, man. Little girl looking at you. You know what I'm saying? He said there with his pants sagging. You know, and see, you could tell he was in juvenile or something in jail. You know, niggas in jail love to sag their pants and put their hands down there, you know, on their crotch. You know what I'm saying? Play with it and all that, or just touch it. Make sure it's still there or whatever. I don't know. But, like I say, in the joint, you see that shit. Niggas that got, everybody got their hands, they took a shower, they want to lay down, put their hand in their pants and all this old bullshit. So, he on the bus. And the two-year-old girl, and then I'm looking at the mama, they ain't paying attention, so I blame them too. But at the same time, I'm telling the young soldier, bruh, in jail no more, man, get your hands out your pants on the bus. The little girl climbing around, you know? And that's the type of shit you got to do. You can't be scared of motherfuckers around here. I ain't scared of none of these.
You got to be the truth, brother. Ever since I've been like 17 to the point of 28, man, I've been in and out the chain gang, man. And I stopped going to chain gang until I had my firstborn child, my daughter. So I knew all that. I didn't see it at all.
They have a breakdown. They, you know, everybody lay down on their little cots. And, you know, niggas, some of the niggas stick their hands down in their pants. You know, not saying they jaying off or nothing like that, but they just like to, you know, chill. And you can't do that shit out in the public, man, not around little children. And I see it, you know, I'm going to say something to your ass, nigga. We can razzle-dazzle. Shit. You might win, I might win. But you don't know what I got for you. But I knew he was a little young dude, probably got out the juvenile detention, you know, and picked up that behavior. You see what I'm saying? But it was inappropriate at the time. And then, when you sitting around a whole bunch of men in the back of the motherfucking bus with your hands and your pants too, that was another thing I thought about, nigga. Fuck. You know?
Man, I used to see some crazy shit, man. I used to see brothers, they'll sit there and watch damn videos, and a bunch of brothers be sitting on rows watching the TV, and they'll be masturbating. I never took part of that, because I'm like, man, to me, that was gay.
Goddamn soap operas. But
at the same time, man, you know, me saying that was gay, maybe my brothers don't know no better. I never participated in that. That was none of my thing because I never was a part of that. And I never associated with that because, I mean, like I say, I've been in Georgia chain gang. I've been in the chain gang. I've been raised, and I've been in the chain gang. I've seen a whole lot of things I never participated in, I never wanted to be a part of. But I see my brothers be a part of that. But that don't mean I'm no better than them. Because I got some insight. The only thing I'm like you say, brother, you correct them. Tell them, no, bro, that ain't right.
That ain't gay. it ain't right when you come out in public. And I understand, you know, some niggas are institutionalized or whatever. And, you know, they got to be broke out of it. But it take a nigga like, you know, who been there or a nigga that know to say, hey, man, look, knock that shit off, bruh.
Right.
Knock it off. You ain't there no more. But it ain't gay if they did sit there and look at and play with themselves because they, you know, because the whole thing, see, the institution is to breed homosexuality. You got to remember that's a part of eugenics too. It's a part of eugenics, and they want whatever the mentality that you take from there when you experience those homosexual encounters, they want you to bring that shit out in the street and make it happen there too. They want you, whether you do it to a boy or a girl, they want everybody damaged psychologically. See what I'm saying? And that way they're open to be prescribed drug medication. They can't pull their lives together and function, be competitive. They want you to see, what they want to do is fragment the mind of everybody. And once you fragment the mind is open and susceptible to anything that can be placed in it. They want you to crack that envelope inside of the mind, and I can place this in there. I can place these thoughts, these beliefs, these theories, and all this, and every time, once I place it there, I'll place it there with a trigger word. So anytime there's a trigger word or a trigger image that you see, you'll now react to it. And that's what I was telling y'all about. It's a good book. It was written, it's a novel. It's written by Donald Goins. And a lot of niggas enjoy read it. But see, y'all from the South, a lot of niggas I've been meeting that was locked up in the South, they ain't, you know, too familiar with Donald Goins, so they don't read it. But
I'm
there's
familiar
a book
with Donald Goins, brother, Trick Baby. I done read all Donald Goins books in the South.
Okay.
I'm a reader. There's a lot of avid readers in the South now. I'm from Georgia. I read all Donald Goins books.
Let's talk about Swamp Man. You remember
I read
Swamp
that
Man,
one too,
right?
Brother. I read that
okay.
one too.
Now you remember Swamp Man. Swamp Man was dealing with a former country mind control. You remember what they did to a Swamp Man's sister? That's why he
right.
turned in. And remember they had that noise. They said, make that ringing noise, and she would come and just be a whore. And they would just
right.
pat her. And he started killing all them motherfuckers. Swamp Man, I don't want to give it up. That's a good book that people should read as a novel if they don't want to read knowledge and just consciousness. And then they can take it. It'll force you into consciousness. Am I right or wrong? If you
You're
read
right.
that, it'll force you to start studying Troll, and it's a good book about rape and stuff that used to happen to your parents while they closed down and stopped teaching you about things that used to go on in the South, why you don't know a lot of your heritage. Swamp Man book tells you about that. Am I right or wrong?
You're right, brother. You're absolutely right.
He got the monkey. And they destroyed it. Remember, they gave her that elixir. And they would make that noise, and she'll come, and they'd just have their way with her sexually. That Swamp Man. Yeah, good book to read. And that's just a novel. A lot of Donald Goins shit. A lot of these motherfuckers want to talk about street player shit. Read some of that Donald Goins shit. It'll tell you about a lot of shit that went on because he was writing about what was really going on, but he would just change it up. That's what got him killed. One of the reasons, but they say Heron too, but he owed some drug addicts. I mean, drug dealers. I don't know. But
and
he was,
Kenyatta. You read that Kenyatta?
Kenyatta Revenge and
Kenyatta Revenge. I read all Donald Goins. Brother, brother, I did a lot of time, brother. I did time from 17 to 28. All I did was research Quran, Bible, every book you could think of. All I did was be a monk and read. Okay. And I was looking at my brothers, and I was like, okay, that's why I'm out here doing what I'm doing now. I'm not going to sit here and say I can't put it out here. I know. So a brother could tell me, but I know because I done lived it. And I've been in the institution, and my daddy used to tell me, how the hell a person born in a palace going to sit there? Because my daddy come from the street. Never had his dad. His parents died when he was young, and he gave me everything. But for some reason, I went in the street and spent from 17 to all the way 28 in the chain game, and now I got my mind back, and I'm realizing, but everything I went through, I'm out here for my people. So that's why I'm saying, everything you saying, brother, I lived it and went through it, and people say I shouldn't go through it, but my people didn't give me knowledge of self. They gave me something to be proud of, but they didn't give me knowledge of self.
Some niggas got to go through it to find their way. You dig what I'm saying?
But I ain't trying to get that to my kid. I'm trying to get it every young brother on the street I meet. No, bro, you ain't got to go through that. I done been through that. Because all the knowledge in the chain game, like my main man, Matula Shakur, all I'm saying, if brothers don't get out and do what they got to do on the street and raise these brothers up and let them know, all the knowledge is locked up in the chain game or in the prison system. But we out here to do what we got to do, and you ain't even got to go in the chain game or experience that to do that. I done been through that. I'm trying to tell brothers, like I said, brother, I support you in everything you're doing and every book you bringing up and everything you're saying. You right, brother. I live that, so I ain't got no argument with you. I ain't even had to go through that. You right.
And see, that's good refutation. And like I tell motherfuckers, his at times, these things, that's why motherfuckers get caught up, because they got to always have a scholastic refutation. White people and our people used to write stuff in novel and mythology, and we would hide the message in there, because sometimes we couldn't just come out and write stuff, and really, we didn't use what you would call glyphs, or we would use pictures, images, and write a story in there. That was a form of a language. And when you listen to Donald Goyne when he writes, that shit is so vivid. People don't even know. TV is based upon the way Donald Goyne writes. How they go to commercials and come about, and then they leave you in a... That was all based off of Donald Goyne's writing, literature. A black man. They don't even know the history of that. And one day we just going to sit down and do the knowledge to that. You know, of movies, we deal with Melvin Van Peeble, black exploitation. Nigga, we set the standard for Hollywood. And all that shit was based off of how Donald Goyne was writing. That nigga leads you into one chapter, and you couldn't leave it until you seen what was going to happen next. Am I right or wrong? Hello? We on?
Yeah, you still on. I don't know what happened to the bro. You still on. His mic's still open. You still on, though.
I'm still on, brother. I'm still on. But everything you saying right, brother.
That's how Donald Goyne. He was dropping that shit, man. White man justice, black man grief, black man grief, white man justice, black man grief. That book, everybody should just have. You can go get them bitches for 2 cents. Everybody should buy all Donald Goyne shit. You can get it for 2 cents, 5 cents online, Amazon. And just read them. That shit will put your ass up on so much motherfucking game and knowledge and your viewpoint of how you discern information. When it comes to consciousness, it'll change. it'll show you how the nigga supposed to view shit, not the way somebody taught you how to see shit. That's why.
Like I said, bro, I don't know how much long I got left on this earth.
It can resonate with me because my motherfucking mentality come from that type of era, you know, and I talk from that era. You know, I kick it from that era.
And you doing everything you supposed to because you read information, you know the information, you living it, man. I mean, you got that. You got it, and you living it, bro. So, I mean, it is what it is, you know. Like I say, I hate when brothers get on another brother's show, like we was at a break, and you had to pause. And Brother Sunray was like, hey, you know, Anthony, this Brother Anthony show, you know, I'm going to say what I got to say. Brother, you know, Brother Sunray was like, you know, he was keeping it neutral, so you got back to your position. He wasn't, you know, trying to overrun nothing or take nothing over. And that's what a lot of brothers try to do. You know, a lot of brothers show and try to take things over. Just like I'm on your show, I'm listening to what you're saying. The only reason I'm on your show is because I'm backing you, and I feel everything you're saying, and I'm backing you. No matter what you're saying, if a person ain't understanding you, then I'd be like, you heard what he said. If you understand what he said, let me tell you what he's saying then, if you ain't understand what he's saying.
And that's how I roll. And that's how Sunray roll too. Shit. Sunray, man, y'all niggas be, man. Sunray just a brother that sit back and peep game. And you know, he pull it out when he got to, you know. He I'm going to tell you who Sunray is. I'm going to give you a Donald Coins book character.
Uh-oh, goddamn.
All right.
Now, I'm going to tell you real red.
Okay.
Okay. We going to go into that El Dorado Red. Sunray is motherfucking, I'll tell you, Sunray is out of Donald Goins' work. Sunray is, I'm going to tell you who Sunray is. What was the nigga that ran with Ali out of Kenyatta? Okay, you had Kenny. No, Sunray is Ali.
Yeah.
That's who Sunray is, Ali.
I will confirm that, too.
Remember the characteristics of Ali?
Yeah.
Kenyatta was, you know, he was hard and smooth and stuff like that. But Ali was always the nigga that was observative. I think they killed Ali last, right?
Yeah, they killed.
Ali was the nigga that always peeped game. He pulled the drain, but he was always peeping shit. And he'll say, okay, Kenyatta be like, blah, 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 blah. Remember, he was the militant nigga, blah, blah, blah. But then Ali are coming. Just say something calm and be like, well, you know, we need to hold back on that. He say, yeah, but Kenyatta,
right.
Kenyatta always respected Ali's decision. But Ali was never aggressive. Like, Ali said, we gon', you know, and they'll pull back, you know. Ali.
Man, y'all gonna
Ali lived. Ali lived to see. Ali did his battles through his days, like me and you going. Cause all us trying to get to the level of Ali.
Out there, can you remember Kenyatta be karate chopping and kicking motherfuckers?
Right.
Ali was kicking karate, kicking motherfuckers too, man. Kenyatta could his feet, though, but Ali would be like, look, let's hold back, let's blah, blah, blah. Ali had the vision. Kenyatta had the vision. He had the muscle and leadership. Remember, he was big and strong, remember? And
right.
Ali but Ali a drink and be drinking his drink, blah, blah, blah. Remember when they went and got them drug boys, them gang busters.
Right.
Bro, Ali was like,
okay.
I know the book. We're going to do a show. We just going to have fun. We're going to do a Donald Goins motherfucking show. We're going to do something. But remember, Ali was the nigga that'd be like, and that's what put you in the mind of Brother Eric and Sun Ray.
Right.
I was like, y'all going to make me go look at that
Brother
book?
Eric,
get that book.
Your motherfucking ass with some shit and chop you to pieces. And Sun Ray be like, nah, not yet. But he is some shit. And Ali thing. And then they had the other motherfucker, I forget his name. But yeah, it's called, and those that's listening, go get them Dollar Gore Clays. It's called Kenyatta. You got Kenyatta Revenge. They got killed in Las Vegas, remember?
That's right. Kenyatta got his old thing going on, his old people. He got his old people together and got his old movie together.
I hate it that the white man killed them motherfuckers, man. Them niggas were kicking ass. I hated Dollar Gore ended that way, but... It's work, it's publication.
I mean, but that's the Dollar Gore voted and what it is. And you say you hated how it ended like that, but
yeah, I didn't like
that. It's always gonna end like that until enough of us get to the point that we gonna self sacrifice and do what we got to do to everybody get on level, because we not going to live no happiness, man. We here for a purpose, and it's a self-sacrifice. Everything we doing right now, you think we not, put right here, what we doing right now, eventually we going to be people of interest. That's what the fans of the CIA look for. So I'm telling y'all brothers right now, I'm on y'all show, but eventually, y'all going to be people of interest, and don't think the feds ain't already listening to y'all and looking at y'all, because y'all been running for years. The brother Savannah Black, Mr. Savannah Black, been turning me on to y'all brothers for a long time.
Did you hear my intro song? On the real, we finna close out on that. It's a, we got Fanta Raleigh's on us, and they look like you, not you personally. But yeah, on the real, now I said, nigga, they walk past me and say, "How you doing, homie?"
All right.
Yeah, on the real, y'all. But yeah, we go. Cause I'm finna get up out of here. I gotta go get out of here and go do my job. So it was good building. I'm glad everybody called in. I'm glad of the chat room and all that shit. But we finna go on and close it out so I can go on and get ready and get in motion. Y'all know where I'm at. Hit me up, ant.copeland@gmail.com for your questions, comments, whatever type of show you want me to do. Hit me there. And you can personally call me, 803-32-84. Damn, shit, I'm not my own number. 803-3246. You can call me there, and we're about to close this out. And some race, put that Nas on the real. We out of this motherfucker.
Cause finally I've been this nigga on the real. All you crap niggas know the deal on the real. All you crap niggas know the deal on the real. All you crap niggas know the deal on the real. All you crap niggas know the deal on the real. Let's put the crown where it's at. 10 years, never been done this real by nobody. To my seed, may I lead you into no greed or evil. In the categories of stories, I breed my sequel. You know the money blues, blunts broken 22s, monkey see, monkey do, shorty sipping sunny do. Now it's BSOP in the Phantom, mad smoky, murder trees, cruising gat and stash, so it won't poke me. Up in the trunk plaza, sweet 3010, don't make no noise cause we dirty, tell them hoes hurry in. We got the room lit up with perfume and mad booming, there's videotaping, blooming asses on the zooming lens.
rolling on your nondescript niggas. You're marked for death like Colombians with bad coke that jip niggas. Tilt the Dutch, twist it up the ooey if you're skilled enough. And will we trust to lose the dead to 9 milli bucks? That verse is 10 years old, 9.5 years old.
All you crap niggas,
street disciple, the rebirth coming at you this year, baby. Dawn, baby. Yeah, to the hood. May this be the day that we pop them bottles. This is mandatory, what if there's not tomorrow? You know the murder rate, jealousy, you heard him say. He say, she say about cheddar, he don't deserve to make sipping clear liquor with niggas that talk sideways, listening close to every word in case they violate. Up in the project, apartment 5B, sparking leaves, bout to read, counting everything the block see. We bout to need to take the corners from them cowards, get it on so y'all can move more cook powder by the hour. Hold in case we gotta rip niggas. Loaded, Teflon coated projectiles or flip niggas. From ninth grade to lightweight to Gramsci, my man's with guns in hand, police bands, they miss the summers again.
On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Yeah, power to the people. Death to the phonies, this beast of the mic, 1-2 check, got better rallies on me. And they look like you, approaching me like how you homie. The FBI's the only one problem, they try to slump me. After the young black male, cause he makes a lot of money. The hustlers make crack sales, cause they deprived and hungry. My country hates that I can run free state to state with honey. While making cake with real gold and plate rims or Humvee. The bush broker, the kush smoker, nigga. Just when you thought it was over, look over your shoulders. I'm 30 now, baby. To drink, to sip them slow. Motto, no stress, smoking less than I did before. See, the kid was broke till I spit it vivid. Expressions of hard living, ghetto children of a lesser God. Religion with fast women, expensive cars. Y'all witnessing over 10 years, the best of now.
On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, tomorrow you crap niggas know the deal.
Let it,
on
let
the
it.
Real, all you crap
yeah.
niggas know
Brave
the
hearts.
Deal. On the real,
yeah,
all
it will,
you crap
what up?
Niggas know
yeah.
the deal. On
Still
the
here.
Real.
Crazy shit,
niggas
y'all.
Know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.